Welcome to this week's Vine Resources podcast show. So we're talking about how to prepare for a move from the corporate world to the small, medium enterprise business environment. We've found that over the last 12 months or so, we have spoken to a large number of managers and execs who have actually made that transition from the corporate world to the SME businesses, or have indeed been thinking about it, or had already made the move previously. Now, you might be in the same position in the future. You might already be in this position, and you may have already just made the jump, or you've had the experience of moving there. So it's important, if you haven't considered it before, it is important to think about how to prepare yourself fully for making that transition, making that move. It can be a very different environment from the corporate world, but it can be one that can bring immense rewards as well as challenges. So it might not suit everyone, and it's really important to think about those things. So we wanted to run through some of those things that you might want to think about if you are considering now or in the future that move from the corporate world into an SME business. So start relying on yourself more to make decisions. You will need to make some of those decisions that seem, on the face of it, might be more risky. But that is the result of increased responsibility. So hopefully that's a positive thing for you, because you may not have to go through these extra layers of approval or red tape to make those decisions and get things done, which can obviously speed things up as well. You don't want to be constrained by your title. What we mean by that is, if you move into an SME environment, you're going to have to be hands-on, and you're going to have to roll up your sleeves at times much more regularly than you might do within the corporate environment. I mean, that's a sweeping statement, of course, and it's not always true, but generally you might find that you're doing other things that you wouldn't typically have done. So don't think anything is beneath you. I think that's the important thing to remember, and just be prepared, because it's not for everyone, and you're going to have to be able to roll your sleeves up, as I said earlier. But those who do enjoy that new level of responsibility will find more opportunities and perhaps add value and be able to flourish within this new role. Thinking on your feet. So this tends to happen more quickly, and you'll need to think on your feet and adjust your speed. So things will often happen more quickly, and again, this can be seen as a positive. You'll have the ability to make mistakes quickly and be able to learn and develop from those as well. You're going to need to get creative. And what we mean by that is, you're generally going to have, you might have fewer resources available to you. That resource might be your time, it might be financial and budgets, it may be people-based resources, or it could be a combination of all of those. As these things might be more constrained, you'll have to work around them and be creative in making better use of your time, people, and financial budgets. Make sure it's a good cultural fit. So within a bigger organization, and perhaps it might be you might be working in a 10,000 plus organization at the moment, that cultural fit may be less important. There will be plenty of people who are on, you know, who are not on first name terms, and the processes and departments you have limited knowledge of, and you won't even interact with them potentially. But in a much smaller company, you'll be working much closer to the entire team, the entire organization, and very close to perhaps the senior stakeholders in the business. You might be talking daily to the CEO, the founder, the vice president, the president of the company, and anyone in between that. You should meet as many stakeholders as possible before committing to join, and find out what it's like working within the organization. You need to know it's the type of business that's going to fit your character and the way you like to work as well, and the values that you cherish. Become more comfortable with uncertainty. So a higher level of uncertainty is going to be the new norm potentially. Not necessarily in job security, but there might be uncertainty in how things work, for example, by a lack of defined processes. There may not even be processes that you typically have within a larger corporate environment. The roadmap may change quickly within a smaller enterprise business, as generally the DNA of the business might be more entrepreneurial. You'll have to get used to things changing at a much more rapid pace, but again, that is going to be half the fun. We want you to network with others. So talk to, listen, and learn from others who have done it already. Are there any of your peers that have moved from a corporate to an SME environment? What was their experience? What did they like? How was it? What did they not like? Just don't judge everything from their experience, but listen and learn from what they tell you, because it may help you really be prepared. So moving from that SME, from the corporate to a business to an SME can really bring terrific rewards, but it's not going to be for everyone. So I really wanted to hope that these pointers will help you make that right decision when the time comes for you to decide that. Again, it might be that you're working within a 10,000 size organization, as I mentioned earlier, and you might be coming down to an organization that's only a couple of hundred or a few thousand, but it's going to be very, very different from the environment that you've been in. So I hope these things are useful to you, and we'll speak to you again on the next podcast.